Green Jacket playing host to the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the back half of this two-series homestand here in North Augusta. Green Jackets went 2-4 in the opening week against the Salem Red Sox and fell last night, shut out for just the third time this season, 5-0 the final in favor of the Cannonballers. Green Jackets looking to get back into the win column this evening. My name is Noah Adcock-Howarth. We're live with you on the Green Jacket Baseball Network across MILB-TV, Bally Live, and Green Jackets Radio. This is the Tax Slayer pregame show. Augusta last night mustering just two hits, also got two runners via hit-by-pitches, were absolutely shut down. The dominant righty, Drew McDaniel, who continues to prove himself one of the premier pitchers left in the Carolina League, is angling for a promotion and then some in his second season with Kannapolis. Last night, fantastic again. Back-to-back outings for the righty where he's gone a career-high seven innings. Yesterday, seven innings, two hits, 11 strikeouts. That 11 was a career-high. Green Jackets set a personal and professional team high for strikeouts themselves. Didier Fuentes, last night's starter, had 11 punch-outs in just five-plus innings. Four apiece from Bo Phillip and Will Silva out of the bullpen. So the Green Jackets had 19 of their 27 recorded outs come as strikeouts. But Fuentes, three runs, two earned, all charged when he went out into the sixth inning. The big swing, a three-run home run from Caden Connor, the three-hitter, who's back in the lineup today. Two more runs came across, all in that fifth inning off of Bo Phillip. One of those was unearned as well. Green Jackets had a couple errors yesterday that compounded mistakes, but Cannonballers are playing some of the best baseball in all of minor league right now. Augusta's opponent today, they are 8-1 in their last nine games. The Cannonballers have been nearly unstoppable, burning their way through the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who they saw for six contests last week. Fayetteville came into the week first in the South Division. They left third, and Kannapolis had supplanted them at the top. Cannonballers pitching has been the primary key. The Green Jackets' foe, once again the Kannapolis Cannonballers, have not allowed more than two runs in a ball game, save for that one loss. Green Jackets will have to find some offense themselves, as they have not had much offense to speak of over the last couple ball games. Augusta's been shut out twice in the last 7 days. They've scored just one run in the last 18 innings that they've played of baseball. Fell 5-1 in the final against Salem. And then again last night, 5-0 was the final score. Luis Vargas taking the mound for the Green Jackets. Second start, first scheduled start of the season. After being used in a spot starter role last week against the Salem Red Sox, Vargas performed very admirably. 5-plus innings, 6 hits, 2 runs. Just 3 strikeouts, but he took a no decision in the close game. All told this year, Vargas 1-0 with a 3.6 ERA and a pair of saves in as many tries. Opponents hitting just 194 against him. His foe is the former Jacksonville State Gamecock, Jake Peppers. 2-2, 3-4 ERA, 3.34 ERA, that is, for the former Jacksonville State righty. Ninth round pick last season, facing the Green Jackets for the second time this year against Augusta in his series debut. Went 5 scoreless innings, just 3 hits and a walk allowed back on April 10th. So the Green Jackets, who have not found much offense overall against the Cannonballers, will have to find a way against a red-hot righty in Peppers, who has been throwing very well across the month of May. Green Jackets in the Warrior Wednesday camo jerseys tonight. They're 1-5 in those jerseys this season. Kannapolis wearing their alternate red uniforms and the navy blue hats over top of the gray bottoms. As we continue to roll through the Tax Slayer pregame show, Green Jackets have been at their best when the bottom of the order has been contributing. Augusta found a series of contributions for a lot of unlikely sources when foes and friends alike seem to go down with injuries. Green Jackets had a handful of injuries across the left side of their infield and the outfield, and one man who stepped up greatly in that time was Pierre Olivier Boucher, left-handed hitter, left fielder primarily out of Southern Illinois University. French-Canadian native was able to sit down with us pregame. Boucher is our Phoenix Printing pregame interview, and so we will put that on for y'all as we conclude the Tax Slayer pregame show and then roll straight on in to the playing of the national anthem. Green Jackets dropping the first contest of the week 5-0. Out for revenge against Peppers and the Cannonballers when we return to SRP Park. RIPO. So we'll start off nice and simple. How do you think 2024 has begun for you?
I think it's been great. I like the process every day, trying to get better every day and just trying to keep a good routine and, get better every day.
So it feels like the most successful part of your season so far really came when you started to find that everyday role. Do you think having that rhythm of getting your bat in the lineup day after day, seeing more pitches, really helped you contribute early in the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the more pitches you see, the more comfortable you get. So, I would say so, yeah.
Looking at where you come from, you picked up baseball a bit later into your youth than a lot of guys in this organization. What first drew you to the sport, and how did you first get involved?
I've started at playing softball when I was younger, actually, but I got into, like, baseball. Like, I started taking baseball seriously probably around the age of 14, 15, because I was playing hockey before that. I just think baseball fitted more into my personality, just, like, I'm just, like, chill, you know, and just, like, I love baseball for that. It's relaxing.
What were some of the tougher pieces of your transition? What were some of the pieces that made it so difficult or different from hockey, at least, that you really tried to pick up when you first got going full time?
To be honest, I don't really have anything on top of my head about that, but hockey definitely helped me for baseball, because in a way, like, when you, like, shoot and when you, like, slap shot, it kind of, like, relates with the baseball swing. Hand-eye coordination, too. So, yeah, I would say those things, yeah.
Obviously, baseball worked out for you. You're here. But how good were you on the skates? Do you think there was any sort of career after high school for hockey at all?
Nah, I love playing hockey. I had a lot of fun growing up playing hockey. I think I was a good player, but we'll leave it there. I don't think I would have made it, like, to the NHL or something. But I was a good player, I think.
What drove you to come stateside to play baseball, first at the junior college and then going down to Southern Illinois? What was that process like, and why come to this side of the border?
I mean, when I started playing baseball, like, full-time, I would say, like, focusing on baseball, I wanted to get drafted. I wanted to play for an MLB team. And the only option was pretty much to come to the United States. So out of high school, I didn't have any offered, so I, like, train back home for a year, and then I had one offer to JUCO. I went Indian Hills. It was my only offer. I got that offer from one of my buddies that played for that coach a couple of years before. So, I mean, that was my only offer, so I took it. And, yeah.
Was there anything about playing baseball in the States that was different than you expected, or even just living stateside?
It wasn't a big adjustment for me, because, like, I wasn't speaking any English. I had to, like, learn English. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I could, like, understand a little bit, but I wasn't able to talk at all. So the language barrier at first, and just being away from home, like, it was a big thing.
How did you go about getting more comfortable with the English language? Was there a certain teacher, or was there something else that you used?
I kind of, like, started being more comfortable when I told myself to just, like, start talking. And even if it, like, sounds bad or I'm not using the right words, then the people around me that are English speaker will correct me, and I'll just get better like that. You just have to, like, don't be shy and just go ahead and talk.
So I guess we'll finish with the flip side of that question. In this locker room this season, who's the best French speaker on the team aside from you?
I gotta go with my boy Meyer, yeah. Meyer, I gave him a, like, 15% French. He's at, like, 50%. It's not good, but, like, he definitely can have, he got a little bit of sentences in him, a little bit.
Has anybody else even tried, or is it just Meyer?
No, I think Meyer's the only one that actually tried. They don't really be trying.
That's the next piece for the Green Jackets. We got the guys learning Spanish, guys learning English. Everybody's taking French from here on out.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, we appreciate you taking the time, buddy.
Thank
you. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and kindly remove your caps for the singing of the national anthem. Performing tonight's anthem is Javonda Jones.
Say, can you see? Was so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rattled, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
Javonda Jones with a beautiful rendition of the national anthem to welcome all of you into SRP Park. Noah Adcock Howeth live on Green Jackets Baseball Network. Last night, all Cannonballers in the opening matchup of the series between Kannapolis and Augusta. Cannonballers utilizing a 5-run sixth inning, although only three of them were earned runs, punctuated by a Caden Connor home run to straightaway center field. That was all the offense the Cannonballers would need, as the combination of Drew McDaniel, who went seven fantastic innings as a starter, and then one inning apiece from Luke Bell and Christian Edwards, combining for the third shutout of the season offensively for the Green Jackets and the fourth shutout in the last 14 games for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Kannapolis lineup tonight, very similar to yesterday's ball game: Riku Nishita, Ryan Burrows, Caden Connor at the top, Ryan Galaney hitting fourth with Albertson Asian jumping into center field after a day off yesterday. The two Hernandezes are 6-7. Roney, the catcher, 6. Arcee, the third baseman, hitting 7th, with Drake Logan down to 8. And Wilbur Sanchez, one of the all-time leading hitters and in terms of games played amongst the Kannapolis organization. They'll face off against the righty Luis Vargas out of the Dominican Republic. Second start for him this season. He's 1-0 in 7 total games, mostly out of the bullpen as a multi-inning reliever. 2 saves and 2 tries for the righty. Fastball, slider, and changeup. ERA of 3.6, opponent batting average under 200. But this is a Kannapolis offense that has been tough to stymie across 9 innings. Riku Nishita will lead us off on a gorgeous evening as we approach Memorial Day weekend. Sun has been shining, and we are into full summer form here by the Savannah River at SRP Park. Luis Vargas will always work from the stretch, Nishita from the left side, and he's very late on a fastball to begin the ballgame. Nishita underneath the fastball, high and outside at 95. Good run on the fastball for Vargas, and Nishita uses his timeout. Nishita in left for the second night in a row. With a lot of daylight still going, Nishita has the sunglasses on at the plate and takes a fastball just up, says home plate umpire Andrew Schrock. Fastball was right at the letters of the 5-6 outfielder Nishita. Did not get the call. 1-1 fouled away. Fastball heavy diet to start off for Vargas. That's not uncommon for him. In the spot start 7 days ago against Salem, Vargas threw 15 consecutive fastballs to begin the at-bat. 1-2 to Nishita. Fastball skewed the other way and into left field against the shift. That's something Nishita does better than almost anybody. Goes backside with a base hit to start the ball game. Green jacket defense, Kern, Drake, and Grady across the outfield. Olsovsky at third. Around the infield, it goes Benitez, Verdung, and Compton. Harry Owen is catching. Green Jackets made a series of roster moves today, most notably Jacob Godman placed on the 7-day injured list. Fastball at 96 on the outside corner, 0-1 on Ryan Burrows. Was a bit of a surprise to see Olsovsky shifting that much away from the line with two strikes. Nishida shortens up, and his only goal is to go opposite field when he has a count against him like that. Burrows late on the first slider and underneath it. Big cut, but from 0-2. Nishida trying to time him up. He will not go, and it's a swinging strike three at 97. Hardest pitch of the season from Luis Vargas. That was one of the more intriguing pieces of him starting against Salem last week. He held his velocity substantially better than he usually does, even out of the bullpen. Fastball generally 93-95. Kept those fives and occasional sixes last week into inning number five. Caden Connor hacks a first pitch fastball off the netting 0-1. Connor 2-for-4 yesterday, including that emphatic home run halfway up the batter's eye in straightaway center field. You could tell it was well hit off the bat, but it just kept carrying in the hot air. Isaiah Drake, who's in center field for the second straight game, was shifted away from the ball, ran back like he had a play, and then finally realized he was out of room. Nishida was dancing back and forth over there at first base. Vargas uses a pickoff move unsuccessfully. Just happened to go over as Nishida's bounce was taking him back towards the bag. 0-1 called a strike at the knees. Home plate umpire is Andrew Schrock. William Pascal is out in the field. It's the first time we've had this duo this season, so it's the first time we see Schrock's strike zone. Connor behind 0-2. Still just one slider thrown today so far for Vargas. Nishida and Connor, two of three lefties in the lineup. Fastball running away from the bat. Strike three on Caden Connor. Back-to-back punch outs after the leadoff single from Nishida. Burrows and Connor both go down swinging, and Ryan Galaney will step in, trying to add to his hot start to 2024. Galaney leading the team in batting average and home runs, hitting 345 with four long balls and 25 driven in. Galaney stands wide from the right-handed batter's box, and the slider misses outside. Three lefties in the order in Nishida, Connor, and the six-hole Rony Hernandez. So right now for Vargas, he will face five of six lefties. Nishida was leaning five of six righties, excuse me. Nishida just back in ahead of the throw. One ball, no strikes on Galaney after he took the opening slider. Both pitcher and hitter in shadow. Nishida started, then stopped. Realized he might have shut it down a tad prematurely. Foul was fouled away regardless. Nishida's 13 of 18 stealing bases. The catcher tonight is Harry Owen. He's caught one runner in one try. Fastball above the zone, or at least at the letters 97. Galaney's underneath it. Vargas coming out firing. Been a starter for most of his career. Went back to the bullpen this season in his third stint with the Green Jackets. Galaney calls for time. Vargas, despite all his experience, still just 22 years of age. Signed out of Esperanza in the DR back in 2018 and reported to the DSL. There goes Nishida. Slider, swing and a miss. Owen can't make the clean catch. He'll have to throw on to first. A low throw, but Compton makes the play. Three strikeouts after the leadoff single from Nishida. Vargas already has matched his strikeout total from last game in just one inning. It'll be Jake Peppers taking the mound and Isaiah Drake leading off when we return to SRP Park.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing.
Green Jacket lineup, a few switches at the bottom of the order. Isaiah Drake leading off, Grady and Compton behind them, so the same as yesterday for the first three. Verdung a night off last night, he's at second today, pushing Sanchez down a spot into the DH role. Diego Benitez at short, Cade Kern in hitting seventh and left, Olsovsky at third, and Owen catching against the righty Jake Pepper. 6-3, 190, fastball slider changeup, and his first pitch of the evening misses low and inside to Isaiah Drake. Heater came in at 93, has good arm side run and a little bit of sink as well. Drake's takes the second one. Third game back for Isaiah. Both himself and Lakehair Figueroa activated off the injured list on Sunday. Isaiah still looking for that first hit since coming back. Three straight misses low and inside, all with fastballs. Pepper's trying to find his release point early, and Drake can stay patient. Isaiah's 2-for-2 swiping bags when he gets on. Haven't seen him try to go since he returned. Taking all the way. Fastball below the knees. A ball below the zone. Hernandez can't bring it back in. It's a 4-pitch walk to start for Isaiah Drake.
There's the first walk of the game.
That'll be the 18th walk of the season for Jake Peppers in just shy of 30 innings. Has 21 strikeouts. Not a ton of swing and miss, struck out just three, walked just one in the opener of his season, which came against the Green Jackets. Drake has a huge lead right here. First pitch to Grady, there he goes. Pitch is low, and there's no throw from Ronnie Hernandez. Isaiah's back and in full force. He stole second without a second thought. Pitch was low and away with the changeup. Five straight misses, all below the zone for Jake Peppers. Jace Grady was on base twice last night. The rest of the offense, same number. Grady a hit by pitch and a double. Burrows holding Drake on. In the dirt with his slider. It's backhanded by Ronnie Hernandez. And the count is 2-0. Six consecutive pitches outside the zone for Jake Peppers. Coming off one of his best outings of the year and certainly his best outing of May against Fayetteville. Got the win in six innings of one-run baseball. 2-0 to Grady, looking to take advantage. In the dirt, ball three, brushing back the shoe tops. That's seven straight misses. And everything has been low, glove side, or both. Grady's certainly unafraid to take a walk. He's got 18 on the season. Everyday right fielder for the Green Jackets, back in the two spot again. Ball four. Eight straight misses to start the night. Drake and Grady on. Both have good speed. And time is called. Ronnie Hernandez, the catcher, and Caden Connor, the first baseman, trying to calm down Peppers. The rest of the defense for the Cannonballers in their red alternate jerseys with the blue hats and gray pants. Nishida Asian and Logan across the outfield. Albertson Asian is fantastic defensively with great range and a plus arm. Arcy Hernandez at third, Burrows at short, Sanchez at second, and Connor at first. It'll be Ronnie Hernandez catching. Second backstop in as many games. Drew Compton was 0-for-3 last night. Switch hitter from the left side. Takes that one just below the knees. Close. Hernandez trying to bring it back up into the zone. Does so unsuccessfully, according to Andrew Schrock. That's nine. SEC Championship Week is upon us. You wish we had the A&M crowd behind us. 1-0. There's one at the knees. Compton taking all the way up to 94 for the first strike of the day for Peppers. Green Jackets have Drake at second and Grady at first with nobody away in the heart of the order trying to strike first against Kannapolis. Peppers a long look in. Black glove to the belt. 1-1. Good off speed. Around the inside corner, Compton pulls off. Look like the changeup spinning its way back to the inside corner. Off speed, low and in have been Compton's kryptonite over this 2-week cold spell. 1-2. Burroughs wants a pickoff. Not going to get it. Breaking ball in the dirt. It gets away from Hernandez, and both men move up. Good breaking ball. But Hernandez, although he got a body on it, could not keep it close enough. And that's what happens. Burroughs really wanted that pickoff. He was standing in between Drake and the base. Thought Isaiah was too far off. Now there's no force anywhere but first. 2-2 on Compton with two men in scoring position. Breaking ball fouled back. Slider on the outer third. Compton doing a good job of battling here after both of the first two batters of the night worked four-pitch walks. Compton will see his pitch sixth pitch of the at-bat. There we go. Peppers now out of the windup with two men in scoring position. 2-2 once more, and the fastball's outside. Peppers still has thrown just one strike with the fastball. Count goes full in danger of walking the bases loaded to set up Will Verdun. Outfield is back with the exception of the third baseman, Hernandez. Changeup guided into shallow center. A C in coming on. The catch is made by the shortstop, Burroughs. Drake is going to test the arm. The throw is up the line, and it gets past the catcher. The rare SF6, a sack fly caught by the shortstop, Burroughs. Compton gets an RBI. That's his 23rd of the season, and Drake comes home for the first run of the week. Time called, and pitching coach Blake Hickman is out towards the mound. It's been a bit of a rough start so far through the first 15 pitches for Peppers. After shutting out the Green Jackets in his first start of 2024, the righty scuffling just a tad here. That's a ball that's very likely supposed to be caught by Albertson Asian. Center fielder you always want to see take charge. He looked like he had a beat on the ball, and he also had all the momentum in the world behind him. And Asian, as we mentioned, has an incredible arm for the outfield. Drake likely would have not tried to tag had that been the play that was made. Instead, Isaiah took two steps, realized it was the shortstop who had caught it, tried to test Burroughs, and did so successfully as Burroughs had to throw off the back foot. This is Will Verdun with a man at second base. He'll take a first pitch off speed on the inside corner. Floating its way to the inner edge. There's the first pitch strike of the night. Grady at second. Drake scored on the Compton sack fly. Augusta's first lead of the week. Verdun a night off yesterday. Chasing a breaking ball that hits off the shoulder pad of Hernandez. It's another wild pitch. Verdun was fooled badly on the breaking ball. But Grady moves up. He's now gone from home to third, all on free baseball. A walk and two wild pitches. And the infield will come in with two strikes and one out. Verdung's seen a pair of off-speed. Fastball chopped softly towards first. Grady's coming home. There's no play at the plate. It's an RBI ground out. And Verdun and Caden Connor have a few words to say to each other. Caden Connor could have taken the ball to the base himself. Instead, he stopped and put the tag on at the jawline of Verdun. And Verdun, slightly understandably, took exception. It's an RBI ground out on the three unassisted. Green Jackets leading by two. You don't see Verdun harbor ill will to many an opponent. But that's an early casualty to keep an eye on, if nothing else. Base is empty for Luis Sanchez. He takes a fastball at the letters. To Connor's point, you understand that he was right there. He didn't necessarily have to move to put the tag on. Slider spun over our heads 0-2. But if you look at Verdun's eyes, and just playing devil's advocate on both sides here, it took one step to step on the base and no contact was needed. Verdun had already gave himself up and nearly stopped running, and the tag came at the eyes for some reason. Breaking ball in the dirt. Sanchez swinging a miss. There's the first strikeout of the night. So after back-to-back walks, three straight outs recorded by Peppers, but without a hit, the Green Jackets take a 2-0 lead into the second.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Luis Vargas working with a two-run lead despite his counterpart Jake Peppers not allowing a hit. Nine straight balls to start the ball game allow the Green Jackets to find their way on base. A couple wild pitches, sac fly, and an RBI groundout. Vargas allowed a leadoff single and then three straight strikeouts. It's the first at-bat of the week for Albert Sinisihan. Fastball popped into shallow right field. Grady a long run over towards foul territory. And he can't get there in time. It falls over into the Cannonballer bullpen, 0-1. Jace was playing slightly towards right center with a pull-heavy righty at the plate in Albertson Asian. Asian hitting 250 this year, three homers, 21 RBIs. Had a very strong week offensively and defensively in his time against Augusta in early April. Crushes this one out to center. Drake heading back towards the track. He leaps, and it's off his glove. A C in rounding second. He's heading for third. Now he puts the brakes on about a third of the way there. It's a leadoff double for Albertson Asian. Nearly a highlight reel play for Isaiah Drake on a breaking ball that stayed up for Vargas. Second straight inning with a leadoff base runner for the Cannonballers. Isaiah leaping right at the warning track. Some might look at that and say, oh, he maybe jumped too early, but if you see the way Drake plays day in and day out, believe the understanding for him was he had to do that or not get to this spot. It was about the only chance he had to keep the ball close to him. First pitch fastball just outside to Rony Hernandez, half a ball outside corner. Harry Owens' attempt to steal a strike was unsuccessful. Hernandez 245 on the season. Late swing for Rony, 1-1. Vargas was up to 97 in the first. He's been 93, 94 so far here in the second. Went a season-high 5 innings last time out. Now he's on 5 days rest. 1-1 breaking ball blocked well by Owen. We talked about Godman being the priority of the four moves in terms of impact because Godman had been your everyday catcher. But it was a backstop-heavy transaction turnstile this week. As the Green Jackets departed and arrived a handful. 2-1, high and outside, ball three with the fastball. Utility man listed as a catcher, Jose Marcano, promoted up to Rome. Marcano only played 2 games with Augusta, both as a DH. But beyond catching, he can play first, third, and corner outfield. 3-1 from Vargas. Chop to shortstop, runner breaks for third. Benitez's only play is at first. Good read by Asian. Saw the ball behind him and took off. Hernandez out number one, but he moves the first run of the night 90 feet away. Green Jackets needed a healthy catcher behind Harry Owen, so Dawson Diamond, the fan favorite who has been around a handful of seasons, comes back to Augusta for another stint with the Green Jackets. Arcee Hernandez takes a fastball in the outside corner at 96. The only non-catcher transaction for today, Outfielder turned pitcher Caden Morton, in his first season on the mound, has been promoted from the FCL. Fouled back, Morton was being stretched out as a starter in the complex league, made just three appearances, but he did go four innings on Monday, so you're not likely to see Caden until Saturday or Sunday, and probably the latter. Corners come up on an 0-2 count after Hernandez fouls the fastball away. Vargas from the stretch. Fastball popped out of play. Tried to speed the bat up on 97 at the letters. Morton was here as an outfielder with the Green Jackets back in 2022. He spent a lot of time in Rome last year, converting to the mound over this offseason. Slider, swing and a miss. Hernandez down chasing. Fourth strikeout of the night for Luis Vargas. A big second out keeps the opening run for Kannapolis at third base for the time being. Drake Logan will try to be the RBI man. Free Bowberry biscuits for everybody as Arxy Hernandez helps out the Wednesday night crowd. Green Jackets in their military warrior Wednesday style uniforms, in which they are 1-5 this season. Logan late on a fastball at 96. Vargas, a very easy velocity out of the sturdy right-handed frame. Does not seem to put much effort into these 94, 96, 97. Outside corner, 97 once again, a late and nonchalant call from Andrew Schrock. But it counts the same. 0-2 as Vargas tries to work around the leadoff double and strand a C in at third. Leg lift and deliver, swing and a miss, strike three, 97 at the eye line. Back-to-back punch-outs to leave a C in 90 feet away. A pair of zeros for Luis Vargas. He's looking good. And the Green Jackets out for more blood.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hivepro.shop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yep, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP. Green Jackets did not have a hit in the first inning, but they did score two runs. No errors either, just walks, wild pitches, and productive small ball for Winston Sawyer's Green Jackets. Benitez, Kern, and Olsovsky, 6-7-8 due up. Diego Benitez 0-3 with three strikeouts. Last night, Green Jackets struck out 14 times in the ballgame, including 11 against Drew McDaniel. First pitch, fastball right down the middle. Benitez on top of it, chops it towards his own dugout. Benny hitting 138 this season, a better May than April. Still trying to build back the confidence. Breaking ball on the ground to short. Ryan Burrows gobbles it up. Hits the eye line of the first baseman, Connor, for out number one. Four straight batters retired after back-to-back four-pitch walks to start the day. So Peppers has settled in, but he did give up a two-run cushion for the opposite side. Cade Kern matched Benitez's stat line last night, 0-3 with a hat trick of strikeouts. Kern, along with Lakehair Figueroa, out early today for extra batting practice and one-on-one sessions with a couple hitting coordinators and hitting coach Ainer Diaz. Kern putting together a lot of good swings. The focus appeared to be on launch angle and rhythm timing for him. 1-0 missing low, ball two. Fastball's been 92-94 so far for Jake Peppers. Peppers four pitches into this inning threw up even 22, with nine of them being strikes in the first. Breaking ball low and inside, not caught by Hernandez. There's nobody on base. It doesn't matter. He just lets it roll towards Augusta's dugout, and the ball boy picks it up quickly. Three balls and no strikes on Cade Kern. In left field tonight after DHing yesterday evening, and he gets a four-pitch walk. So all three base runners have been on free passes, and none of those batters have seen a strike. Pepper still settling in. He'll be back to the stretch. Green Jackets 1-of-1 stealing bases tonight. Cade Kern is 6-of-11 this season. Peppers, when he struggles with the command, it's generally a short night. Had a career-high 7 walks in Myrtle Beach back on April 17th. Kern is leaning but not going. Joe Olsovsky takes a fastball, center cut. Little bit of late arm side run for Peppers, the former Gamecock. And generally gets a good deal of run support. 0-1 to Olsovsky. Fastball low and away. Hernandez is nearly yanked away into the box. But the entire Green Jacket pitching staff would kill to get in a week what the run support was for Peppers in his last start, as Fayetteville lost to these Cannonballers 22-1 in 9 innings. Pick over, close play, a snap tag from Connor is not in time. Bang, bang. But Cade Kern, who was late to break back to the bag, just got the bright green sliding mitt on the left hand in time. 1-1 to Olsovsky, hitting 197 on the year. Peppers back over to first base, and this time he's out. Kern gets called out. William Pascal punches him out, and Kern is picked off to erase the one-out walk. Peppers the hesitation. Kern was not leaning as much this time. It looked closer on the last call. Instead, it's the second out. 1-1 slider on the inside corner at 84. Haven't seen that as much for the Green Jackets in the month of May. There were a lot of outs on the bases in early April for the young team. Slider, check swing, appeal to first. He did go, says William Pascal. So Pascal making his presence felt. Olsovsky couldn't hold the bat back. First zero of the night for Pepper, still hitless through two frames.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Cannonballers have put the leadoff man on in each of their two offensive innings, but they have yet to score a run against Luis Vargas. 2-0 Green Jackets in the top of the third. Augusta does not have a hit, but they do have the lead. It will be the nine-hitter Wilbur Sanchez leading off, followed by a retreat to the top of the order for Nishida and Burrows. Wilbur Sanchez hitting 250 this year. Third stint with the Cannonballers, a very lengthy tenure for him. All-time Cannonballers leader in games played with 224 entering this season. Fastball misses low. Sanchez, decent speed, but does not steal a whole lot of bases, but he can beat out an infield ground ball, and the infield is playing deep all the way around, with the exception of the first baseman, Compton. Fastball cracked into right center field, and for the third consecutive inning, Cannonballers have a man on. Drake and Grady both were slow to cut that off, and Sanchez hustles into second base for a double. Lackadaisical from Grady. Drake finally accelerated to try to cut it off. He knocked it down. Did not catch it cleanly, and that's what we were just talking about. Sanchez can make you pay if you're that type of lazy. 96 on the out third, and there's a leadoff man at second base for Riku Nishida. 101 off the bat of Sanchez, the veteran. Nishida began the ball game with a single to left field. Started the swing, did not go around. The fastball is just off the inside corner at 95. We've seen Nishida drop down bunts and attempt to do so even more often. So Olsovsky about a half step behind the third base bag in case one comes. Driven into center field. Drake coming on. It'll fall in front of him. Sanchez had to wait at second base, so he only goes as far as third. But back-to-back hits to start the third. Men at the corners with nobody out. Nishida spending nearly every game in the leadoff spot this season. A table setter if ever there was one. This is the 38th game out of 40 for Kannapolis that Nishida's been the leadoff hitter. Vargas drives a fastball past Ryan Burrows. Number 21 prospect out of the top 30 in the White Sox organization. Kannapolis continuing the affiliation with the Chicago White Sox. 0-1 from Vargas is tipped into the mitt on a breaking ball. Many of the top 30 prospects in the lower levels of the White Sox ladder, especially here in Kannapolis, are pitchers. McDaniel has worked his way onto the top third. We'll see on Friday a great pitching matchup in one of the first pro starts for Grant Taylor, last year's second round pick. But Burrows, highly regarded since he made his professional debut, fouls 98 back. That's the hardest pitch of the season once again. Vargas setting record after record tonight. 0-2, slider swing and a miss. Burrows was geared up for the heater and the breaking ball a beauty for out number one. Nishida's not easy to double up, and now with the double play being more of an adverse effect because it would no longer bring home a run, would not be a surprise to see Nishida take off. 13 of 18 stealing bases this season. He tried to steal in the first, but the ball was fouled away. Caden Connor struck out swinging his last time up. High fastball fouled back into the net, nothing and one. With that out, Connor's average dropped back below 300. He'll leap back and forth between either side of that 300 marker, seemingly every game. 2-for-4 last night with a homer. Same pitch, same result. 95 at the letters, back into the net. Connor's been on those 0-2. We still haven't seen the changeup from Vargas. When he's been used as a relief pitcher, you don't necessarily need that third pitch if you have good command of fastball and slider. But if Vargas intends to stick in the rotation long term, you'd like to see him develop an out pitch like a changeup for lefties. Fastball fouled off the mask of Andrew Schrock, the home plate umpire, and he staggers back a little dazed. Schrock's going to take his time. Harry Owen is going to walk the baseball out to Vargas. If nothing else, that'll ring the bell of the home plate umpire. Owen talking with Vargas, using this time as he has it. Harry Owen came into the game last night after Godman was lifted with the injury that put him on the 7-day injured list. Athletic trainer Tom Adams comes out to check on the umpire, Andrew Schrock. Owen went 0-for-2. He'll lead off the bottom of the third, has caught the only runner who has attempted to steal against him this season. Three straight foul balls from Connor, all on heaters. Change up, swing and a miss. Goes to the off-speed. Connor goes down swinging. Second strikeout of the inning. 7 punch-outs for Vargas tonight. That's a season high. Lengthy career for Luis Vargas. Signed back in 2018. This is his third stint with the Green Jackets. Split last year between Augusta and High A Rome. Ryan Galaney up in a big spot. Fastball just outside. Galaney struck out swinging to end the first. Tying run is at second, or at first at the top of the third. Galaney, 4 homers, 25 RBIs. Runner going, got a great jump. Owen pump fakes, but does not make the throw. Nishida in with a stolen base without a throw. He's now 14 of 19 on the year. And a base hit to the outfield would likely score two. Curran the deepest of the three in left center. Grady the most shallow. Isaiah medium depth in center. Fastball low and outside. Ball three. Walk would load the bases for Albert Sinisian, who had a double to straightaway center field in his only at-bat so far. Galaney's been known to swing away on the 3-0. Can't groove one. Kannapolis might be right back in front. He's swinging away, and it's into left field. That'll tie the ball game without a swoop. Runner taking out for second base. Benitez cuts off the throw that was right at second base. Cade Kern made a great throw right on target, and Benitez cuts it off. The ball looked like it was going to beat Galaney to the bag. It'll be a two RBI double to tie the game in the third. As soon as the ball left the bat, you knew for a fact the game was going to be tied. Kern had to go to his right over towards the left field line. He made a fantastic throw, and I don't know if it was miscommunication between Verdung and Benitez, but that throw was coming right into second base, and it's cut off instead. Fastball popped into right field off the bat of Albert Sinisian. Into foul territory, Grady and Compton chasing over. It ends up out of play. A C in the double to center. So far tonight, Green Jackets two runs, no hits. Cannonballers two runs, five hits. This high-powered offense for Kannapolis in the second time through against Vargas have tied the game. Called a strike with the changeup. Looked like it fooled Harry Owen. Not sure if he got handcuffed or got crossed up, but either way, it's 0-2 on a called strike that Owen did not catch. Vargas trying to leave the go-ahead run in scoring position. 0-2 slider called strike three at the knees. Three strikeouts in the inning, eight strikeouts in the game, but we're tied at two. Brand new contest, Jake Peppers facing 9-1-2.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar. Highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Harry Owen leading off the bottom of the third. Kannapolis using a two-out, two-run double from the four-hitter Ryan Galaney to tie this ball game at two in the bottom of the third. Drake and Grady on deck and in the hole against the righty Jake Peppers, who spikes a first-pitch changeup low at 91. Owen 0-for-2 coming off the bench yesterday. He's 0-for-4 this season. Third stint with the Green Jackets overall, and Owen drives one out to deep left center field. Nishida going back at the wall. It's the center fielder, Asian, who makes the catch. Well-struck ball on a fastball thigh high. Looked like Harry Owen might have just got underneath that pitch. Ball has been flying all week long, really all homestand here at SRP Park. Weather warming up, light breeze going out towards center field when it blows. Isaiah Drake seeing Peppers for the second time. First pitch swing down the right field line. Base hit. Pass to diving Connor. Drake looking for two. He'll cruise in easily, standing with a double. Isaiah's got his first hit back. He's got his first hit of the night for the whole team. There's a one-out man in scoring position for Jace Grady. Fastball low and in. Isaiah dropping the barrel, turning on it at 102. Connor gave a valiant effort at first base, came up a little late, and then Drake Logan digging around in the corner couldn't make a routine play as he tried to shift the ball into his glove. Don't think he had much of a chance at second anyway. Grady walked and scored in the first. Third straight innings, Pepper is going out of the stretch, and the off-speed is fouled away off the kneecaps of Jace Grady. Change up at the knees in the mid-80s. Both change up and slider will go 82 to 86. Drake being held on by Burrows. Isaiah stole a bag already tonight. Shortstop flashed in. Drake goes running back. Pepper's never picked off. Fouled away. Grady deposits that one off the overhang of the suite level. Looked like right into a fan's lap over on the SC Distillery. Always got to keep your head on a swivel here at SRP Park. 0-2 on Jace Grady. Drake's one-out double has him at second base. Green Jackets looking to answer back after Kannapolis put up two in the top half. Breaking ball fouled away. Grady stays alive, choked up a little bit more than you'll traditionally see him with two strikes. Green Jackets, as an offensive whole, have been trying to cut down on the Ks and do a job of, with a man on base, putting something in play, giving the chance to pass the baton. Still 0-2 to Grady. Spun towards first, foul once again. At the knees with the changeup, and Grady continues to fight, and Jake Peppers continues to run his pitch count up. Vargas had a long inning in the third. Peppers had one in the first. Jackets trying to make one happen again here. Long hold. Peppers to the plate, high and outside. Grady had been in swing mode. Maybe a bit of an overthrow for Peppers, but at the same time, trying to see just how far outside the zone Grady would induce. 3-year center fielder at Dallas Baptist, Jace Grady's been the everyday right fielder this season. He's played it well and provided strong offense. Fastball, low ball, two. Grady leading the team in batting average at 304, also leads in home runs at four. And tied with Drew Compton at 23 RBIs apiece, top of that ranking. Those two switch hitters at 2 and 3 have made this offense run. Swing and a miss, strike three, fastball running off the outside corner. Third strikeout of the night for Jake Peppers. All have been swinging. That's the first one to a lefty. Long swing for Grady, could not quite cut it down. Drew Compton will try to bring Isaiah Drake home. Nishida's very deep in left, a C-in playing relatively shallow. Now he'll back up in center. Logan, medium depth in right field against the lefty. Pickoff move to second. Isaiah tries the swim move, but he was caught. It was only a matter of time. It's Pepper's second pickoff of the day, and the Green Jackets post a zero in the bottom of the third.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too.
But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards?
And not just great rates, but perks, too.
Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening.
at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Between the two runs in the top half and the pickoff to end the bottom, third inning definitely swung the momentum in the favor of the Cannonballers. 2-2 game entering the fourth. Cannonballers have Ronnie Hernandez, Arcee Hernandez, and Drake Logan due up. Luis Vargas, in his second start of the season, has a season-high 8 strikeouts. 8 of his 9 outs have come via the punch-out. But it is a 2 runs on 5 hits so far on his ledger for the Cannonballers. 3 doubles as well, so plenty of barrels and extra base hits to go around for Kannapolis. Ronnie Hernandez, the only man not to strike out, grounded out to shortstop in the second. Takes a slider on the outside corner. Hernandez, 243 on the year, hitting from the left side. Chases a breaking ball up and out, 0-2. Hernandez signed out of Tamero, Venezuela back in January of 2022. This is his first season with the Cannonballers. Spent all of last year in the Complex League. 0-2, just outside. Vargas going back to the fastball after 2 consecutive heaters. A pair of pitchers whose velocities have only increased as the night's gone on. 1-2, check swing to stay alive on a breaking ball below the knees. Vargas was up to 98 last inning. Peppers, 96 on the strikeout of Jace Grady. Too hard throwing right-handers toe-to-toe at SRP Park. Hernandez fouls it away, refusing to go down without a fight. Vargas, a certain interesting profile. Been a starter for most of his career. The stuff appears to have ticked up here in 2024, as has the command. Strike 3. Went chasing at the eyes. The last 6 outs have all been punch-outs for Luis Vargas, and a week full of strikeouts continues. Fuentes had a career-high 11 last night. Vargas a career-high 9 already this evening. 96 at the letters, tough to lay off of. Arcee Hernandez gets nearly the same exact pitch, and he comes up empty. Infield playing Arcee to the pull side. Hernandez has shifted between short and third this year. He's at third for the second straight night. Now that Burrows has been called up, he's the primary shortstop. Ground ball to Olsovsky, double clutch, over to first, out number 2. 11 outs, 9 strikeouts, and 2 ground balls to the left side of the infield. Vargas has looked very good tonight. The barrels have certainly come, and it's an offense that's going to get their chances. Just hope your offense can hang tough and stay alive, maybe give you enough run support that if you bend and don't break, you can knock off this red-hot Kannapolis team. Fastball low and outside to Drake Logan. Logan, a strikeout victim to end the second. Went 2-for-4 last night with a couple of Ks. Slider on the inner third. Evens the count at 1-1 on Drake Logan, the right fielder. Missed all of April with injury, but has had a very solid start to the beginning of May. Chasing the breaking ball, strike 2. Just dashing below the knees with the slider at 86. Ball and 2 strikes as Vargas looks for his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. 1-2 to Logan. Slider, strike 3, make it 10. 10 punch-outs in 4 innings for Luis Vargas. He's got it rolling. He's got a new career high, and we're tied at 2 entering the fourth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Compton, Verdung, Sanchez for the Green Jackets in the bottom of the fourth. Augusta got their first hit of the night with one out in the third, and Isaiah Drake double, but he was picked off to end the inning on a great timing play between Peppers and the shortstop Ryan Burrows. Peppers, three strikeouts, no hits so far. First pitch misses low, ball one. One ball, no strikes on Drew Compton, who had a sack fly to the shortstop his last time up. Back-to-back breaking balls missing low. Couple righties throwing plyo balls against that side wall down the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Three walks, one hit, two runs so far against Peppers, who continues to kick after every miss at that landing spot. He has not been thrilled with the way his footing is finishing on his deliveries. 3-0 to Compton. Downstairs, ball four. Fourth walk of the night for the Green Jackets, and all of them have come on four pitches. Tonight, chances are, if Peppers throws his strike, he's not going to walk you. Might as well get ready for something around the zone. Will Verdung, an RBI ground out to first. A three unassisted for Caden Connor, where we had a little disagreement on the back end. First pitch to Verdung. Right at the top of the zone at 92. Peppers has thrown 46 pitches, 22 strikes. Just under 50% on the day. Slider in to even the count at one. Verdung did not play last night, hitting 200 on the season with a homer and six RBIs. Never went on the IL, missed about a week with a hamstring injury, and has been much better since returning. Peppers, a high leg kick on the 1-1. And the slider splits the bottom of the zone. Well located at the knees, a breaking ball that moves straight across. Very sharp break for the righty Peppers. Verdung trying to put something in play and keep passing the baton. Peppers with a 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fourth strikeout of the night through three and a third for Jake Peppers. Verdung is 0-2. And Peppers a little point over at Caden Connor. Those two have been in constant conversation this week. 1-0 and 1 out for Luis Sanchez. Drew Compton does have 5 stolen bases on the year, but they're mostly on the back half of double steals with Jace Grady. He's not usually one to take off of his own volition. Sanchez was the first strikeout victim of the night. He spears a fastball foul. Well struck, but right directed towards the facing of the second deck. Runners this year against Ronnie Hernandez are 36 of 38 stealing bases. 0-1 slider tipped off the glove, not caught, so rather than a foul tip, it's a true foul ball. But either way, Sanchez is behind 0-2. Luis has spent a lot of time in the top two slots of the order this year with Drake coming back. He was the cleanup hitter for the first time in his professional career yesterday. Down to the 5 spot today, where he spent a lot of the first month of the season. Peppers 0-2, back-to-back strikeout swinging of Verdung and Sanchez with the breaking ball. Peppers has begun to feature the slider more heavily the second time through the order to righties, and it's worked well. Leadoff walk from Compton, but he has not advanced past first base after 2 strikeouts. Up to 5 on the day for Peppers. That ties his season high. Batter is Diego Benitez. First pitch golfed right over towards the shortstop. Burrows calling off Wilbur Sanchez. Burrows makes the catch. Peppers emphatically screaming his way off into the silence of the evening. After the leadoff walk, he's through four innings of one-hit baseball. Green Jackets do have two runs, though, and we're tied 2-2.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Luis Vargas into the fifth for the second consecutive start. I'm Noah Adcock-Howe. This is the Green Jacket Baseball Network, and we've got ourselves a tie ball game. Two runs, five hits for the Cannonballers, having left on three, one in each of the first three innings. Green Jackets two runs on just one hit. Slider tipped into the mitt by Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez begun the third inning with a double, came around to score on the two RBI double from Ryan Galaney. Green Jackets have left just one man on base tonight. Slider inside to even the count. Jake Peppers and Luis Vargas have dueled toe-to-toe. Walks have been the issue for Peppers. Barrels have been the issue for Vargas. Strikeouts aplenty for Luis. He's got a career-high 10 through four innings. Sanchez chasing the breaking ball off the corner, 1-2. Vargas facing Sanchez, Nishida, and Burrows. Same part of the order he was in, 9-1-2 when danger struck. And the Cannonballers attack for two in the inning number three. Sanchez on the 1-2. Spins that one foul. A helicopter swing rapidly wrapping the bat through the zone. Off the end of the barrel, it's still 1-2. No movement in the pen right now for either side. Breaking ball spiked for ball two off the chest protector of Harry Owen. There appears to be a reliever standing on top of the pitching mound in the bullpen for the Cannonballers, but he still has a jacket on. Maybe he just likes the view. Vargas is 2-2. Fastball, swing and a miss. Burns the heater right past Sanchez. Fastball holding at 97, even in the fifth inning. And that's 11 strikeouts. Vargas is impressing after Fuentes did the same last night. Couple barrels to their credit, but the swing and miss that they've induced on the Cannonballers 1-9 has been fantastic. Riku Nishida's 2-2. He's the only man who has yet to be retired tonight by Luis Vargas. Breaking ball low, 1-0. Nishida out of the University of Oregon by way of Fort Hood Community College in Washington State. Fastball low, two balls, no strikes on the patient leadoff man Nishida. Drafted in the 11th round after setting records for stolen bases and runs scored with the Ducks in the Pac-12. Fastball right at the knees, but not called a strike by Andrew Schrock. Nishida doing the old Little League tactic of ducking low, changing your center of gravity, and that can induce a young umpire to miss a call. Fastball again right at the knees and again doesn't get the call. You'd think the low ball would be there on a 5-6 target, but Nishida's on for the third time. Four-pitch walk. There's the first free pass of the evening issued by Luis Vargas. Nishida did steal second before he scored in the third. Ryan Burrows has struck out twice in the two-hole. First pitch, breaking ball. Great play by Harry Owen behind the plate. Brought the mitt up to the mask level and kept it close. Nishida was looking for any dirt ball read he could get. Green Jackets have Adele DeLaney getting onto the rubber in the bullpen. Vargas 1-0, fastball, spun foul. Lowest velocity on the heater tonight, it's 92. DeLaney just starting to throw. Bullpen catcher tonight is Dawson Diamond, who just got called back down from Rome. Been in and out of Augusta the last two seasons. 1-1 at the knees. This time it's called a strike. Burrows unable to pull the trigger. DeLaney getting going quickly in case this third time through the order for Vargas goes poorly. One on, one out. 1-2. Check swing. He did go around. It's the home plate umpire, Schrock, who confirms it. Burrows a hat trick. Vargas with 12. An even dozen for the righty.
First baseman.
With DeLaney throwing like this and Vargas having been roughed up when he went back out for the sixth on last week's occasion, this could very well be the last inning for Luis. Caden Connor fouls a fastball away at 94. Vargas is up to 74 pitches, 55 strikes. He's been all over the zone, and if he can get you through five innings with two runs, you're certainly happy with that. Breaking ball. Hit towards the second base side. Verdung knocks it down. Has to hurry to first in time. Caden Connor in disbelief. He was already arguing the call before William Pascal had even finished punching him out. Luis Vargas induces the ground ball. Leaves the go-ahead run at second base. Peppers back out halfway through the night.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Jake Peppers has been at least through five in five of his six outings so far this year. The bottom three in the order, Kern, Olsowski, and Owen, will try to trip him up and see if they can stymie him. Green Jackets scored two in the first without a hit, two walks, a wild pitch, and then a ground out and sack fly. Cade Kern, first pitch swinging, lined into center field. Albert Asian was playing shallow, but not shallow enough. Cade Kern has the second hit of the night for the Green Jackets, Kern's first hit of the week, and the leadoff man is on for Augusta for the third time in five tries. The live sounds of Zach Bryan means it's Joe Olsowski at the plate. As Revival plays, Olsowski trying to find some offense and bring the Green Jackets back to life. Peppers out of the stretch for the first time this inning, and Olsowski serves a slider over the netting on the right side. Nobody throwing at the moment for the Cannonballers. There's multiple players stretching. Adele DeLaney is warming up in the bullpen. 0-1 to Olsowski. Kern a very short lead at first. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Olsowski can't quite pull the trigger. He's buckled in 0-2. Kern was picked off by Peppers in the second, so he shortened his lead substantially. Peppers has two pickoffs tonight. 0-2 to Olsowski. Peppers a very long hold to disrupt the rhythm. Then brings home a breaking ball. Check swing. Olsovsky. It's the home plate umpire, Schrock, who's going to say he went around. Schrock not bothering for an appeal on a close swing. And Olsovsky's down on strikes for the second time. Olsovsky shaking his head. Winston Sawyer muttering his disagreement in the third base coaching box. Batters and coaches and catchers alike, generally they just want to see there be an appeal, even if the call goes against them. Kern going. Got a late break. The throw is up the line and not in time. Cade Kern has his first steal in the month of May. It'll be his seventh of the season. Owen took a called strike on the inside corner, but that erases the double play and puts the go-ahead run in scoring position. Green Jackets are now 2 of 2 tonight off of the catcher Rony Hernandez and 38 of 40 opponents on the season. Kern dancing off of second, got a huge lead. Owen a late swing on a slider. Harry's 0 for 5. This is his third game played with the Green Jackets. Had one on the road in Myrtle, back half of a doubleheader, then went back to the FCL. Longer stint expected now. 0-2, on the ground to short. Kern started and stopped, has to sprint back to second. Burroughs takes the surefire out at first. Owen a well-struck out number two, 103 off the bat. A good barrel, but on the ground slider was well located. Kern nearly caught leaning a little too far. Isaiah Drake checks in from the left side. Drake a walk into double. He's been on base twice. They played Harry Owens' walk-up as he walked away, and then they played Isaiah's walk-up as he walked up. So double feature on the music here. Adele DeLaine still throwing for the Green Jackets. He's liable to have the sixth. Pepper steps off, asks for a reset of the signs. First baseman Caden Connor now guarding the first base line after Drake beat him that direction for a double in the third. Connor talking with first base coach Connor Justice. Drake screams a fastball foul. Oh, that hit a kid. Oh, no. There are two children on the berm, and that kid was not looking, and he wore it in the ribs. Oh, man. That's not good at all. Everybody's going to check on him. Drake's got a lock back in. You saw him grimace as he watched that hit the child in the chest. 0-1, Drake chases a slider in the dirt. No balls and two strikes. Pepper's looking for four straight zeros after the two-run first without a hit. Peppers tonight, two hits allowed, six strikeouts. Going for the quality of five. Trying to keep it tied at two. 0-2 to Isaiah. Kern dancing off of second. Now he stops. Peppers to the plate. Slider, ball one. Bullpen still very distracted by the child receiving medical attention. Scary situation developing down the left field line. One and two with the go-ahead run. Cade Kern out at second base in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 ball game. Cannonballers out hitting the Green Jackets 5-2. 1-2 pitch to Drake bounces in. Another good stop by Rony Hernandez. Lights have been cut on here at SRP Park. Sun has set behind the first baseline. Approaching dusk, and once we get an inning or two deeper down the line when the twilight hits, it can be tough to pick up fly balls in the outfield, just something to keep an eye on. Drake has evened it to 2-2. Chasing strike three, Peppers another emphatic scream. Isaiah down swinging, seven punchouts through five innings. Peppers and Vargas dueling left and right. Vargas is done. DeLaine coming on.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow?
The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Luis Vargas goes five innings for the second straight outing. Second start in a row, and another very quality one at that. Five innings, five hits, two runs, a walk, and 11 strikeouts with a heater up to 98. The new arm is Adel Delaney, 23-year-old righty out of Monte Cristi in the Dominican Republic. Seven games, a 2-1 record for Delaney. 16 innings, a 3.38 ERA with good command. Delaney, a cut fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Fastball does not break 90. But the cutter and slider pair impeccably well off of each other, and he's very tough to square up. Righty's slightly better than lefties. He'll face two righties and then the lefty Hernandez, 4-5-6, with Ryan Galaney leading off. Fastball top of the zone at 87 with that cut heater. Galaney, the only scoring he's provided so far for the Cannonballers, had the two-run double to tie the game in the third after striking out in the first. Delaney slider out 1-1. Galaney last year's Southern Conference Player of the Year at Wofford. Got drafted on day three by the Cannonballers. And has made his way for the second consecutive season to Kannapolis. Cutter is launched deep out to left field. Kern going back, looking up. He's out of room, and that ball is gone. Galaney greets Delaney with a solo blast, and the Cannonballers are back in front. Fastball right down the middle, and Galaney was on time. A team-high five homers. He deposits it right under the SRP sign in deep left center field. Kannapolis is out in front for the first time tonight. The cutter works when you stay on the corners, but a cement mixer down the center at 88 will be struck well by the former Terrier. First pitch missing high to Albertson to see, and it's the second outing in a row where Delaney has had a home run allowed by himself. Asian drives this one out to deep left center field. Drake going back to the wall. He dives and he caught it. Oh my, what a play by Isaiah Drake. Deep into the well in left center field, Isaiah showing off all the tools tonight. And he makes a fantastic catch to take away extra bases. Back-to-back barrels for Galaney and Asian. Galaney leaves the yard. Asian is held in check by Isaiah Drake. Batter now is Rony Hernandez. First lefty to face Delaney tonight. He takes a slider low and inside. Kannapolis has taken the lead with three unanswered. Augusta has not scored since the first. Cutter just misses the bottom of the zone. The zone has been very consistent overall for Andrew Schrock. If there's been one knock on him, he has not called the low strike even when it has been there. It's been a common theme among Carolina League umpires this season. Wide, especially to righties, and not giving the bottom of the zone. At this level with a lot of young arms, there's been a general understanding by head coaches or managers, pitching coaches alike. College Day is showing there a second, but they would like the zone to be a little bit bigger to help these young pitchers. Bounced over to first. Compton will take it himself. Step on the bag to dispose of Rony Hernandez.
Third baseman, number 33.
Arcy Hernandez trying to extend the inning. Kannapolis getting a leadoff homer in the start of the sixth. Off the bat of Ryan Galaney, his team high fifth. Galaney now has all three RBIs tonight. Was leading the team in home runs average, second in RBIs this year. He continues to add to the total. Last night it was Connor doing most of the heavy lifting. Tonight it's the man one spot below him. Arcee has struck out and grounded out softly to third base, 0 for 2, both of which came against Luis Vargas. Seeing Delaney for the first time, and the cutter is right there. 86 with the cutter. It has not been down tonight as often as it usually is. Delaney usually likes to bury it. Vargas always was going to leave with a no decision, but Delaney is currently the pitcher of record, and so is Peppers on the other side. There's been some light tossing from the Cannonballer bullpen, but nothing off the mound fully yet, which implies that Peppers is going out for the sixth. Under 70 pitches thrown. 1-2 from Delaney, a slider and a brilliant one for strike three. The damage is done. The Cannonballers are in front. A solo shot to start the inning for Galini makes it 3-2.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in section 107, row C, seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Jake Peppers is throwing with a lead for the first time tonight, out for inning number six, something he's done three times in six starts. As a beautiful full moon erupts behind left center field, things are getting a little stranger here at SRP. And on cue, the first pitch nearly goes to the backstop on the fly, an athletic play by the catcher Hernandez to keep it close on the breaking ball that slipped out of Peppers' hands. Grady Compton Verdung do up 2-3-4. Second slider substantially closer, and a good frame from Ronnie Hernandez makes the count 1-1. Grady so far tonight, a walk and a strikeout, and he drives this one out to deep right center field. Asian was playing shallow. Grady was just underneath it, and Asian makes the catch for out number one. Well hit, but too high in the sky, that well out there in right center. There's a lot of room for a center fielder to make a play. The hot, humid air and the warmth of the sunshine has been replaced by the coolth and the breeze of the evening. Now the ball not traveling quite as far. Compton first pitch, swinging. Got a hanging changeup, but he's on top of it. Righty throwing in the pen for the Cannonballers appears to be either Nick Altermat or Frankelli Arias. Off-speed in the dirt. Believes that's Altermat, who's currently right at the top of all of the Carolina League in appearances, and far and away leads the team. Altermat has thrown in 15 games this season. Breaking ball, hard hit to first. Caden Connor, a routine play. He'll step on the base, two up, two down in the sixth. Peppers looking to get through six for the second consecutive outing. Went a career high in innings in the 22-1 victory over Fayetteville. Kannapolis has won eight of their last nine. They've allowed two runs or fewer in all eight of those wins. Green Jackets matched that total in the first. Walks, stolen base, wild pitch, sack fly, ground out, no hits. Now two hits in total, but still just two runs. Verdung Backside, another play for Connor. He snaps it up and steps on the base. Much less aggressive yell this time from Peppers, but he continues to be intensely fired up by his own performance tonight. Peppers efficient, six innings of two-run baseball, quality start for the righty, and he's in line for the win if the Cannonballers can hold on for the final three frames.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Cannonballers 3, Green Jackets 2 in the top of the 7th from SRP Park. Game 2 of the 6-game series between these two sides. It's the only trip Kannapolis has down here to North Augusta this summer. Right on the tail side of the All-Star break, we'll see Kannapolis one final time. 3 games, a Friday through Sunday weekend series at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch slider from DeLaine, scarfed up the middle. And a leadoff base hit for Drake Logan. First ball put in play. First hit for Logan of the night. And one pitch later, leadoff man is on for Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez a double, a strikeout, a run scored from the 9-hole. Productive first appearance of the week. He's been able to flip the lineup over towards Nishida, and Nishida has yet to be retired. This portion of the order is tough because they set the table for the guys like Connor and Galaney in the middle of the order. Sanchez backed away from the bunt and still dropped down a beauty. Olsovsky a low throw and a nice pick from Compton on the backside. Sanchez squaring early on the bunt, tried to lean away on the breaking ball, still made contact, and it ended up being one of the best bunts he could possibly put down. Logan moves into scoring position as a key insurance run for the Cannonballers. And the batter is Riku Nishida, 2 singles and a walk. Take a gander at the Carolina League scoreboard. Mudcats leading the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 11-3 in the bottom of the 6th. Carolina just pouring it on against Myrtle Beach. First pitch to Nishida from Adele DeLaine. Misses outside with the cutter at 88. Green Jackets, by virtue of losing last night and Charleston winning, are now tied for last in the South Division with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, so they wouldn't mind a Pelican loss tonight. 1-0 tipped into the mitt of Harry Owen. Nice catch by Owen in his first start at SRP Park this season. Fred Nats up 7-3 on the Lynchburg Hillcats. Freddies at 25-15 have the best record in all of the Carolina League. 1-1 just outside with the cutter. Could not quite come back to the corner. Logan has 3 steals in 3 tries. He's getting a decent-sized lead with Benitez holding him on behind second base. Alter Matt keeps throwing in the pen. Seems like he has the 7th. 2-1. Driven out to deep right field off the bat of Nishida. Grady going back, and he makes the play right in front of the wall. Sanchez is going to try to tag. He had to go back late, and the speed of Sanchez still gets there. Wilbur Sanchez was halfway off. He didn't start running back to second base until Grady made the catch. But Grady, trying to get it in quickly, threw off his back foot, came into Verdung. And the speedy Sanchez, or speedy Logan, excuse me, moves up 90 more feet. Get him on, get him over. It's up to Ryan Burrows to get him in. Hard hit ball by Nishida, just kept traveling. First pitch to Ryan Burrows. Bullet to third base. Olsovsky on a hop. Very low throw. Compton makes the catch. A basket catch at chest level. Compton doing everything he could to make that play, and he makes a beauty. Peppers sprinting out. He wants the seventh. He's got it.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Jake Peppers is out into the seventh for the first time in his pro career. The ninth round pick out of the Louisiana area. Went to Jacksonville State in Alabama. He's from Birmingham, Alabama. Excuse me. Looking at the wrong line there. Sanchez, first man to see him in the seventh. Fouls it away on the fastball. Velo has stayed at 92-93 throughout this ball game. Peppers has held it well. Heater called a strike. Quickly 0-2 on Sanchez. Benitez and Kern behind him. Luis is 0-2 with two strikeouts. On the ground up the middle, and he's got his first hit. Sanchez with a base hit right back up the center. Got a breaking ball thigh high. Able to take advantage, and as Altermat throws, we'll see how long the leash is going to be for Peppers here. Tying run on base in the bottom of the seventh. Green Jackets trailing by one. It's 3-2 in the bottom of inning number seven. Need to elevate the baseball here. Got the man on. Now you got to find a way to move him around. Benitez 0-2. Slider low and away. First pitch missing to the shortstop, Diego Benitez. Hard ground ball to shortstop and a pop-up to short. His two at-bats so far. Put the ball in play on back-to-back occasions after striking out in all three ABs yesterday. 1-0 misses low. Breaking ball moving more like a cutter here at this stage of the evening. Pepper's a little bit tired. It's not difficult to see that. But he's still been incredibly effective, and he's had a fantastic game all the way around. Fastball burns right past Diego Benitez. He was late, and he could not catch up. Two balls and a strike, challenging him at 94 miles per hour. Benitez still in front, 2-1. Peppers will pick over and nearly overthrew Caden Connor at first. Connor can also play the corner outfield. He's a very athletic first baseman outright. Sanchez would have been safe either way, but a good play by the first baseman Connor to keep it close and prevent Sanchez from moving up. Sanchez a little bit bigger of a lead. Long hold from Peppers. Breaking ball misses low. Bit of a slide step there. Sanchez took a step as if he wanted to maybe pantomime stealing second base. Shut it down quickly on the short leg lift. Benitez ahead 3-1. Looking to get on base for the first time this week. Fastball outside, ball four. That'll be Peppers' fifth walk of the night, and the first two men are on with nobody out in the seventh. Everybody's waiting for it, and here comes Pat Leland. Second-generation manager hasn't pointed to Altermat yet, but he's on his way out, and there goes the signal. Peppers into the seventh for the first time this season. He does not record an out, so it's not a new career high, but a great day for him. And it's Altermat's job to keep the tying and go-ahead runs from coming home in the bottom half.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old calf cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet.
Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Well, the line isn't closed for Pepper so far. 6+, 3 hits, 5 walks, 7 strikeouts. He allowed 2 earned runs. And he's responsible for the 2 men on base. It's the 16th appearance of the season of Nick Altermat, who's making up for lost time after missing all of last year with an injury. The batter is Cade Kern, 2 on, nobody out in the 7th. First pitch at the top of the zone, called a strike at 89. Change up running to the inner third on Kern. No balls in a strike. Sanchez at second. Benitez at first. Nobody holding Benny on. Sanchez has the second baseman there. Kern skews the fastball back at 93. Change up in the low 80s. Fastball in the low 90s. Altermat, a former two-way out of the Division II ranks at Minnesota State Mankato. Popped in the 17th round in 2022. Kern a walk and a single today. Sanchez, big lead. Just off the outside corner with the cutter at 87. Fastball, cutter, changeup for Altermat. Cutter, a sharp, biting little pitch in the mid to upper 80s that serves as his primary breaking ball. 1-2 to Kern. Fastball out. Ronnie Hernandez comes out of his crouch and glares down Benitez. There was nobody near Benitez, but it's still enough for him to scamper back to first. Into the twilight, moon is gorgeous behind left center field. 2-2, swing and a miss. Cade Kern punches out on a hanging changeup. There's out number 1 for Altermat. Altermat, 16 games, 17 innings, 2-1 with a 1.59 ERA. Not usually a long-term option, but this is the situation he's found himself in time after time. Men on base, close game, hold the line. Olsowski 0-for-2 with 2 Ks. Sanchez tried to time up Altermat, who stopped a long hold, and Altermat steps off right as the pitch clock hits 1. Sanchez is trying to do anything and everything he can to potentially move up. A dangerous decision. He took 2 running steps towards third with Altermat still holding the baseball. They've got him picked off. A pick back to second. Sanchez is caught in a loop. He'll be ran back and tagged by Arxie Hernandez. It's the 3rd out on the bases of the game. Deja vu all over again. Playing the Cannonballers for the first time since opening week. And the mistakes are right back to where they were in April. Sanchez is cut down for the 2nd out of the 7th inning. The Green Jackets have gone from 2 aboard, nobody out, to a man at 2nd as Benitez moves up. And now 2 outs. Olsowski needs to come up big. Infield is back. Outfield is shallow. First pitch to Olsowski. He's underneath 0-1. Slowed it down to 86 there. Looked like the changeup running towards the inner third. Altermat's left the changeup up quite a bit in these first two batters. Doubles back with a fastball. It's a little bit higher. Benitez less likely to be caught leaning. Two pickoffs at second, one at first between Peppers and Altermat. Kern, Drake, and Sanchez all cut down on the bases. Fastball just off the outside corner at 93. Olsowski a good take ahead 2-1. Joe O hitting 192 this year, 0-2 tonight. First game played against the Cannonballers. Has resorted back to that super utility role now that Lakeair Figueroa is healthy. Benitez a big lead. He's back in. Not in time. Back-to-back pickoffs. And the Green Jackets have ran themselves out of a rally once again.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps, all for only $30 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Adele Delaney back out for his third inning of work. The Green Jackets had the tying run at second, the go-ahead run at first with nobody out against the reliever Altermat. Nick Altermat, a pickoff, a strikeout, and another pickoff. Sanchez and Benitez. Youth is showing. 19-year-old base runners just getting caught trying to do too much in a one-run baseball game. Four pickoffs out of the 21 outs recorded by the Cannonballers. Caden Connor shows bunt. Pulled back just in the nick of time as the pitch missed low. Ball one. Connor 0-3 with two strikeouts and a ground ball. Infield playing the shift. They're willing to give up the whole left side of the infield. Connor trying to bunt it that way. It goes right back to the mound. Connor can run. Delaney over to first in time. Good play by Adele. That was really the one place that ball couldn't be bunted. Anything further towards third base was a guaranteed base hit. Ryan Galani has done all the offense necessary for Kannapolis tonight. Galani a two-run double and a solo homer. He'll see Delaney for a second time after hammering a hanging cutter out of here to left center field. First pitch slider misses low off the body of Harry Owen. Altermat was mixing three decent pitches. There's no telling what would have happened, though. He struck out Kern, but you had Olsowski and Owen trying to make some magic at the bottom of the order. And now Olsowski will still be hitting. He had two strikes and two outs on him when the inning ended with Benitez, who was just way too far off of second. Sanchez tried to break early, and that's what caught him. Happened to go when Altermat was picking back, but the timing play at second continues to be an issue for the Green Jackets. Slider at the letters 2-1. Realize we never finished off the Carolina League scoreboard update. Delmarva trying to mount a comeback against the Fireflies. Down 4-3, but 2 on in the seventh. Cutter misses outside, ball three. Fayetteville's up on Salem 8-1. Red Sox got back to 500 for the first time in the month of May with a win yesterday. But the Woodpeckers trying to send them right back on the bottom side. We'll see Fayetteville next week at Segra Stadium. 3-1 off the inside corner. Galaney's on for the third time. Homer double walk since striking out in the first. Good day for Galaney. Cannonballers will look to add some insurance with one out. Albertson Asian, 1-for-3, is a nice man to do so. Had a double in the second and a fly out to the fence in deep left center field where he had extra bases taken away on a sliding catch by Isaiah Drake. First pitch to the center fielder Asian from Delaney. Misses low and inside. Now the Green Jackets start moving some folks in the bullpen. Everybody gets up and stretching as Delaney, a little bit of trouble here with one out in the eighth. Popped up, got it in on the hands, over towards first base. Compton walking in, makes the play in fair territory right in front of the bag. Pop up over to Compton is the second out. Green Jackets trying to hold the line here. Down by just one run, the Cannonballer bullpen has been great. Ultramat only faced one batter, so you'll probably see him for the eighth. He could finish this contest. Billy Seidel has done some closing for the team, and Jesus Mendez is the team's leading closer with four saves, both of whom are healthy, rested, and available this evening. Ronnie Hernandez, the catcher, hitting from the left side. Takes a healthy cut at a first pitch cutter, but he's underneath it. That's where Delaney has been trying to live with that pitch. It's where he's at his best, and for the most part, he's done so, with the exception of those first two batters in the sixth, the homer from Galaney and the fly out to the fence from Asian. Cutter to the backside corner. That was actually the slider that time. It's 0-2. Hernandez, two ground outs and a strikeout, 0-3 in his first game of the week. Augusta has Olsovsky, Owen, and Drake, 8-9-1, due up in the eighth. 0-2 in the dirt, strike three. Cutter and Hernandez goes down swinging. Second strikeout of the night for Delaney. He's retired 9 of the last 10 batters he's faced. But the Green Jackets still trail 3-2 with 6 outs still to work with.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with a skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar. More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Green Jackets trailing the Cannonballers 3-2. Augusta putting up two runs in the first and stonewalled since, including four pickoffs by the Cannonballer pitching staff. Nick Altermat out of the pen for his first full inning. Gets a called strike just below the knees with a fastball at 92. Olsovsky had two strikes on him against Altermat when the final of the two pickoffs in the inning came. That one nearly caught a piece of him. 87 in around the jawline. Olsovsky leans out of danger, 1-1. Two strikeouts tonight. He'll be succeeded by Owen and Drake. Green Jackets have a reliever throwing in the bullpen. Top of the zone, called a strike, 1-2. Olsovsky has seen everything so far, yet to swing, and there's a baseball that got out of the Green Jacket bullpen and behind home plate. That'll have time be issued by Andrew Schrock. It's a righty throwing. Can't quite tell who it is. Might be Zach Austin. Altermat from the windup. 1-2. Fastball just high and outside. Up to 95. That's the hardest pitch of the night for Altermat, and a very good take by Joe Olsovsky. Evens the count at 2-2. And right back on the next pitch, the changeup is strike three. So both batters Altermat has faced have been struck out. He's got four outs recorded in two batters. Harry Owen, a flyout and a hard ground ball so far this evening, trying to be the first man to put a ball in play against Nick Altermat. He pops it up foul, 0-1. Drake waits on deck. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. Altermat has not gone multiple innings very often this year. 0-1, slider misses high. It's hard to consider this a multi-inning outing because although he has four outs, he's only faced two batters. So should that sort of trend continue, should have no trouble cruising through the eighth. Owen on the ground to third, and it's over the glove of Arcy Hernandez. Hernandez can't make the play. Another hard hit ground ball barreled right into the grass off the bat of Harry Owen, and he's on base for the first time this season as a Green Jacket. See how that one gets scored. It was well hit, but that's a play Hernandez likely will tell you he should have made. It's kind of the reverse of what happened to Benitez last night in the fifth. Benitez stayed up thinking he'd get a big hop. It went through his legs. This time Hernandez tried to stay down and it went over him. Isaiah Drake is called for a pitch clock violation, so he'll start the at-bat 0-1. Drake shakes his head in disbelief. First pitch, cutter fouled away, so it's 0-2 on just one pitch. Every single way that you can add to your efficiency, it's happened so far for Altermat. It's officially an E5 on Ronnie Hernandez. Correction, that's Arcy. Lined up the middle, a base hit. Nearly took the head off of Altermat, returned to sender. Drake's got a multi-hit day. He's been on base three times. And both of his hits have been triple digits. There were not many barrels. You don't want to harp too much on any particular statistic. And we know exit velocity can be a bit something that's, you know, some people care, some people don't. But the important thing is Drake is swinging with confidence tonight. And he's been on base three times. It's his first multi-hit game at the professional level. There's a man at second. There's a man at first. And the batter is Jace Grady, who's 0-for-2 with a walk. Pitching coach Charlie Romero has been summoned off the bench. Correction, pitching coach Blake Hickman. Now there's some movement in the pen for the boys in red. Cannonballers trying to preserve a one-run lead. And time is called. Winston Sawyer is coming out to talk. And he is going to go to the pinch runner. So Harry Owen is going to be pinch ran for. That's the first time we've seen that from Winston this year. Owen will end his day. The only other catcher on the roster is Dawson Diamond, who was activated today. And it's going to be Robert Gonzalez pinch running. The speedy outfielder who was getting a day off today. Gonzalez is 8 of 9 stealing bases this season. He represents the tying run. Owen, a good defensive catcher, but he's never been mistaken for somebody who was fleet of foot. Now you have great speed plus speed at both bases. Gonzalez can fly, and Drake, speed was arguably his best tool coming out. First pitch to Jace Grady. Struck well out to right center field towards the gap. It falls for a base hit. One run will score. In comes the cutoff. They're sending Drake to the plate. Relay, not in time. Two-run double, Jace Grady, and the Green Jackets are back in front. As soon as it fell, you knew Gonzalez would score. The only question was, would Drake be sent? Logan and Asian Watch the ball roll into the right center gap. The throw came into the cutoff man, Sanchez, in deep right field. And his relay strong but late. Augusta out in front in the bottom of the eighth. 4-3 on the two-run double for Grady. RBIs 24 and 25. Drew Compton first pitch swinging over the head of Winston Sawyer. Grady, the team lead in RBIs, has retaken sole possession from Drew Compton, who has an RBI himself tonight. Grady being held on tightly by Burrows. Off-speed up, 1-1. Compton tonight, a sac fly, a walk, and a ground out to first. Mark McLaughlin is getting moving in the pen. Zach Austin has now sat down for the Green Jackets. 1-1 coming to Compton. Backside ground ball snared at third by Arxie Hernandez. Nice play to his left. He goes over to first, but Grady moving right in his face. He squirts down the line, and Grady's up to third. Two outs in the inning, two runs home. Green Jackets could double the lead if Will Verdun can get the job done with two outs. Verdun hitting 196 with a homer and six RBIs. He's 0-for-3 with an RBI tonight. First pitch called a strike on the outer third at 86. First game played of the week for Verdun. Green Jackets as a whole getting substantially more rest this week and last, now that there's more players back from the injured list. Fastball backhanded low by the catcher Hernandez. So the decision to pinch run for Harry Owen doesn't end up mattering, as anybody would have scored from second on that play, but Gonzalez getting a good read opened up the lanes and allowed the trail runner in Isaiah Drake to get a read and come around. Verdun chasing the changeup below the knees, 1-2. Altermat looking to hold the line at 4-3. Austin's been up. There's been no true sign of a closer. Hiamar Diaz has been the closer this season. We'll see who has the ninth for Augusta. 1-2. Spun softly towards second base. Burrows has to hurry, and a great throw from Ryan Burrows. Defense on display on both sides of the game tonight. Green Jackets bringing a righty in. It's a one-run game. It's a save situation. Augusta retaking the lead 4-3.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR in Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Adele Delaney goes three innings, allowing one run, and it's Zach Austin coming on for his first save opportunity at the professional level. Austin, the undrafted righty out of UCF, very volatile arm, 13 strikeouts, 17 walks in 12 and a third innings pitched. Austin last working on May 18th against Salem, where he walked three. Trying to dig in, and he'll face 7, 8, 9 in the order. Arxie Hernandez, Drake Logan, and Wilbur Sanchez. Those three are a combined 2-for-9 with 5 strikeouts. 2-for-8, excuse me. I have to avoid Wilbur Sanchez's sack bunt. It's a 4-3 game. Green Jackets being out hit 7-5. But they have the lead after taking control off of Nick Altermat. First pitch fouled away by Arcy Hernandez. Hit it off his body. Austin did not become a full-time pitcher until his final college season was a two-way at Thomas Jefferson in Philly. Cutter, slider, fastball for him. That was the cutter for strike one. Arcy hitting 206. Takes that one right at the top of the zone and not called a strike by Andrew Schrock. Hernandez bending the knees, leaning forward, making the zone even smaller as he received that one. Righty throwing for the Cannonballers. Top of the zone, ball two, a little bit further up. Looks like Mendez is moving in case this game gets tied or the Cannonballers take the lead. The closer will be ready. 2-1 on the leadoff hitter, Arcy Hernandez. Austin from the stretch. Ball three, missing with the cutter. Austin trying to find that command. Has evaded him on a handful of occasions this season. From the belt, Austin the 3-1. High ball four. Tying run is on with a walk to start the ninth. Zach Austin started throwing when it was a one-run lead in favor of the Cannonballers, who were up 3-2 entering the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets got the two-run double from Jace Grady. An E5, a single, and then the double from Grady splitting the right center gap. And very quickly, Elvin Nina coming out to talk to Austin. Winston Sawyer looking down at the bullpen. Communicating that direction with somebody. See if there's anybody that wants to get going. The catcher is Dawson Diamond. He came in for Harry Owen. Owen was pinch ran for by Robert Gonzalez in the eighth inning and came around to score. It's Diamond's first appearance of 2024 with the Green Jackets. He had been in his time mostly in Rome, but he's been here on a couple different seasons. So we have a pinch runner on the other side. The tying run will be replaced by Matt Hogan. So Arcy Hernandez comes out of the ball game. Hogan coming in to run. Offers you good speed and a chance to score on a ball to the gap. Green Jacket outfielders are playing very deep. We know Hogan can run. He's 4-for-4 stealing bases this year as well. The batter is Drake Logan. First pitch from Austin, a slider. At the top of the zone, this time it's called a strike. Found the fringes with the slider at 85. Logan tonight, 1-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a single up the middle. Diamond spent all of last year here in Augusta. Pitch in the dirt, runner goes. Diamond throwing strong, it's just up the line. Just away from second base, the ball barely kicking away from Dawson Diamond. But it'll go as a wild pitch, and the tying run is in scoring position as the Cannonballers try to retake the lead or at least tie it and force it into the bottom of the ninth. One ball, one strike on the batter, Logan. Great read by Matt Hogan to take the extra base. Austin's 1-1 is right at the knees. Fastball at 94. There was the four-seam. Sanchez is on deck, and then Riku Nishida approaching the top of the Cannonballer order. Austin, a deep breath, checks back at second. 1-2, fastball, strike three. Blew it past Logan at 95, first strikeout of the night for Zach Austin. One on, one out for Wilbur Sanchez. Sanchez will dig in from the right side. The tying run at second. Kern, medium distance in left field. Grady now moving a bit more shallow in right. Drake is very deep in center. First pitch, slider. Sanchez swings through. Sanchez a double strikeout and sack bunt. Kern has the best arm of the three outfielders. Grady and Drake about average, maybe Grady a little bit above. 0-1 to Sanchez. Broken bat, hit towards third. Benitez makes the play as Olsovsky dodges the shrapnel, and that's out number two. The barrel went flying towards third base before dying. Four-seam fastball in on the hands of Sanchez, and Riku Nishida, one of the hardest men to retire in the Carolina League, is the final hope for the Cannonballers. If you need to extend a ball game, boy, you couldn't order up a better person to be at the dish. Nishida, 2-for-3 with a walk tonight. Two singles, a free pass, and a fly out to deep right field. Outfield comes in a tad. First pitch, breaking ball, and it hit Nishida. Riku Nishida got hit, clipped on the lower half. That keeps Hogan at second. He was trying to advance on the wild pitch, but the go-ahead run is at first. It's Riku Nishida. And Nishida has great speed as well. So now it's Ryan Burrows, who's 0-for-8 with 6 strikeouts this week. Don't you just love the theater of baseball? Time is called as Nishida is still limping around at first base. Bench coach Daniel Millwee is giving him a look, but they're going to let him strut around and make sure he's good enough to move. Cannonballers, understandably, will take as much time as they're allotted to ensure he's as close to 100% as they'll allow him to be. Tying run, Matt Hogan, the pinch runner at second base after Arcy Hernandez walked to start the ninth. A two-out hit by pitch has Riku Nishida at first. First pitch slider, Burrows comes up empty. Burrows from the right side, 19-year-old shortstop out of Panama City. First full season at the stateside level. 0-1 cutter in the dirt, blocked well. Slider heavy diet so far, along with the four-seam fastball for Austin. One ball and one strike on the two-hitter Ryan Burrows. Three punch-outs and a hard ground ball on his ledger. Austin's 1-1 slider into shallow right field towards the triangle. Grady charging on. He makes the catch. And the Green Jackets hold on for a come-from-behind victory. Zach Austin gets the save. It'll be the second of his pro career, the first of 2024, and Augusta wins one 4-3 to even the series. Delaney gets the win, Altermat takes the loss, and despite out-hitting the Green Jackets 7-5, a late rally by Augusta puts the Cannonballers on the losing side for just the second time in their last 10 games. Augusta putting up 2 in the first inning without a hit. After that, starter Jake Peppers looked incredible. You could tell he was amped up. He was screaming his way off the mound after every third out. The kind of fire that you love to see at this level. And Peppers, 6-plus innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 5 walks, and 7 strikeouts. We apologize for whatever ding that was that came through. But the Green Jackets able to battle back after Kannapolis took 3 runs to take the lead, tying it up with 2 runs in the third. A 2 RBI double from Ryan Galaney tying the game at 2 apiece against the starter Luis Vargas. Vargas in just his second start of 2024, setting a career high in punchouts with 11. Vargas was incredible, allowing those 2 hits. His only weakness on his ledger, he flipped it over to Adele Delaney, and Delaney, although he's at his home ballpark, got a less than warm greeting. The first man to face him in the top of the sixth, Ryan Galaney, depositing a 1-1 cutter deep into the North Augusta night out beyond left center field to give Kannapolis the lead. The Green Jackets did not make it easy on themselves. 4 different times, 4 different players were picked off. The Green Jackets struggling like the Jackets of old in the first 2 weeks of the season where outs on the bases were commonplace. But Augusta survives themselves and gets it done in the eighth, the first full inning against Nick Altermat. It all began with a hard hit E5 towards Arcee Hernandez, the third baseman. Harry Owen looked like he might have a base hit. It went as E5. Our video coordinator's mad about it. That's neither here nor there. But after that, Drake with a barrel up the middle. Isaiah started out on the wrong foot, had himself a pitch clock violation and an 0-1 count before he saw a pitch. Got down 0-2 and ripping a single up the middle. Green Jackets then, for the first time this season, used a pinch runner solely for the purpose of gameplay. It was not due to injury or something else. Robert Gonzalez came on for Harry Owen, and then Jace Grady roping a double into deep right center field to give Augusta the lead. Kannapolis put the tying and winning runs on in the ninth against reliever Zach Austin, but Austin has his second save, and Adel Delaney gets his third win. Delaney now 3-1. Altermat takes the loss, a solid outing for him, but trying to go out for a second inning. He takes the loss. He's now 2-2, and Austin has his first save. Green Jackets move up to 18-22. They are now four games back of these Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are still 22-18, but their winning streak will come to an end. We mentioned they have now lost just two of their last 10, but they had won four straight dating back to last Thursday. That comes to a close here. Tomorrow night, the Green Jackets, it's the second Copa night of the year. So Augusta will play as the Pavos Salvajes de Augusta, the Wild Turkeys, honoring the state national game bird and the creatures that have made their way across from Central America and from Mexico over the last 400 or 500 years. Pavos got rained upon on Cinco de Mayo. They made it through an inning and a half. So we'll hope for clear skies and beautiful weather for the bright orange jerseys tomorrow. Green Jackets in that ballgame will send Davis Polo to the bump, coming off a very solid start in his return to the rotation. All but one appearance for Polo this year has been as a starter. His best outing was six scoreless innings out of the pen. The Cannonballers will counter with Aldrin Batista coming in from the right side. Batista has been an everyday presence in the rotation for the Cannonballers. Batista this year 3-1 in six starts with a 2.35 ERA. And very few walk totals. He's been barreled up a little bit, four home runs allowed. But that should certainly be a good pitching matchup, and boy have we gotten our fill of those. The first two games, if they're any indication of the rest of the week, set the tone for what is expected to be an absolutely stimulating final to the series. Only trip to SRP Park for the Cannonballers, we might as well make it worth your while. Augusta gets the 4-3 come-from-behind victory in the bottom of the eighth, scoring two runs on a Jace Grady double off of Nick Altermat. Augusta wins 4-3. They are now 18-22 and 9-13 here at SRP Park. Cannonballers fall to 22-18 and 7-9 on the road. We'll be live at 6:50 tomorrow for the Tax Slayer pregame show, which will likely include a Phoenix Printing pregame interview. But this concludes the Easy Go postgame show. And what an exciting game it was all the way down to the wire. Highs, lows, tension, excitement, and beautiful weather with a gorgeous full moon. What more could you have possibly asked for out of us? I don't know, but I'm sure we'll make it happen for you tomorrow. For Wes Cooper and our entire crew, I'm Noah Adcock-Howarth. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's do it again tomorrow. This one was fun. See you then.